Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
And I spoke it to the west. And I spoke it to the woman that I love the best. I've been spoken.
Oh, gosh.
Let me ask you something.
Is this okay for us to play?
What time of the day?
It's the last day on ESPN. I
get fired.
Have you ever made love? Just
a
little breakfast.
Yeah. Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone out there having a little fun. As like we've said, we're like coming to the end of an era with ESPN KLMS, as we'll be migrating tomorrow on KFOR, 10 o'clock.
It's a big deal.
Justin had a request from me when we called Nick.
Okay, well, let's call him right now.
No, let's call him. Let's give him a call. He said, ha-ha, I'm ready. Or something like that. He's happy. He'll do whatever right now. He's he's going to be celebrating for a long time. Chiefs win.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, don't cuss.
Hello.
Nick Gragath.
What's up?
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh, good.
Remember your, remind yourself.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Normally I answer the phone by cussing.
I know, because
I didn't do it.
You're back there celebrating the Chiefs victories still, so...
Yes,
well, hey, dude, I wanted to talk to you because Will and I have been talking about the end of an era happening today.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
ESPN dies tomorrow.
What?
10 years, brother, you spent on this show.
I did, yeah, I did.
Looking,
that's bad.
Yeah, we're just looking back with you. We're looking back with you real quick. You went through it all here.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. Hell, I told on those on this show... On the same time slot, I told Lincoln about that my wife was pregnant and we were going to have a baby boy before I told my parents. I got in a lot of trouble for that.
Nice. Shall I say it doesn't...
I was just too excited. I couldn't... I mean, like, you know, and you had to... You guys know how it is. The people who listen to the show, they're like family, you know? So.
Yeah.
Shall I say it doesn't surprise me that you were in trouble?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's a... If not with my wife, usually with the suit and other people that are in charge at that station. So,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so, yeah, tomorrow, man, we go, we migrate to KFOR and they'll ESPN will be gone.
Nick, do you have any good, other than you getting in trouble for sharing you had a child, any other good ESPN Lincoln memories?
Of course, he brought me on.
Oh, man.
He brought me on and made me look silly.
Yeah, the day that I started, Hooks needed a good-looking guy to be in all of his commercials for his chicken shack.
Yeah.
So he called me up and was like, I heard you're available just for like, I just needed 5 chicken wings is all I needed. And a beer. That's all I got out of that deal. And it was perfect.
Nice.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what, man, over the years, like the March Surprise Madness, one year, this is before you guys got there, but 1 year, we gave out, I had a deal with Bud Light and we gave out 5 free kegs of beer. If you showed up, I was just passing pitchers of beer out to people down at Barry's, and then we had shirts for everybody, and we gave out, like, almost 10 grand in prizes, TVs, all sorts of stuff, and it was awesome. It was, like, basically 3 days of just, I don't know, I think my liver is still recovering, and that was, like, 9 years ago. Like, it was just, it was awesome meeting everybody. And then doing all the pregame shows were a lot of fun. And all the people coming out, you know, we did those things. And then we used to have a bunch of live events. And then I'll tell you guys the craziest part. And it was an honor to be able to do this because, like, think of the, over the last even, like, 10, 12 years, some of the things that happened and at the time slot of that show,
mm-hmm.
like the bombing in Boston when the race there at the marathon.
Yep.
We were going on air, and, like, there was, like, 3 minutes till we went on air. And we were all prepared to, I don't know, probably talk about backup tight ends for Nebraska, right?
Tight ends.
Yeah, something. And we go on air, and right as we're going on air, this bombing happens, right? And then we spend the next 2 hours talking about it. Or, like, when all this Sandusky news dropped.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep.
that happened like 5 minutes before the show.
Wow.
And like, you know, just going over that kind of stuff. You know, like the when there was that arrest made at with Tommy's house, or at least brought in for questioning with the young lady, you know, with what happened there. Just so many different things that happened that were like, you know, had to just go on air and talk about it and be honest and open and chat with the listeners and have people calling in. It was an absolute honor to do that. Like, you guys know. I mean, you guys have been doing that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It had me thinking back. So we're thinking about the time that you and I spent together and Will coming on. And I just wrote down, like, the moment. I mean, obviously, we can go through how, you know, I was influenced to come on and hang out with you, having no radio experience, and all the things you taught me, and to get better at what we do here. But I always think back to the moment when COVID came, and the fact that we as a group decided, man, we're going to keep content rolling and still delivering. The months that we spent in your garage, bringing ESPN Lincoln content, and Will being around, and just all the stuff that we did then.
That was wild.
All the listeners popping by and leaving beer at the end of the driveway.
Yep.
Because they know that's the fuel that we, you know, that runs it. The show.
Yeah. That was it.
And you guys did you taped the beers garage up on the garage.
Yeah, I was the worst at that.
We got in trouble for that, to be honest.
We did.
Oh.
We got yelled at for that, which I don't understand. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Well, Nick, how many times did you get yelled at during your 10 years on this station?
Well, I mean, they tried to fire me like 3 different times. Hell, I went on vacation 1 year, and my old co-host Greg Smith tried to get me fired while I was gone because he wanted to have his own show. And then I got back, and they were like, all right, this is silly.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's just kind of what it was, but it was fun to do it.
I'm glad he left because I got to come on board.
I know, right? I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. So it's, you know, it was a good time, though. It was a lot of fun. Will joining the show was also absolutely
money.
Outstanding. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. I felt like we had a good thing. I'm excited for you guys over on KFOR. You guys will be awesome over there. So that'll be good.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we'll have to podcast some stuff. Do something like that down the road here.
We could do that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I'd be 100% on that. Hey, by the way, have you guys talked about that bad call in the Super Bowl yet?
We're not allowed to.
Why do you care?
Chiefs won.
Because had they not overturned that fumble, Nick Bolton would have been the MVP, and the Chiefs would have won by 15. What call are you talking about? I'm talking about when that running back caught that damn ball, and he fumbled it, and they took it back. For a bunch of referees wanting to cheat for the Chiefs, they did a terrible job when they could have had a touchdown. Mm. Good Lord. What the hell were they thinking? I just don't get it. I did make Phillies last night for dinner, and I made them in the shape of arrowheads.
I
felt like that was appropriate, you know, after the Super Bowl was over.
I saw that picture. That was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Nick, by the way, this is someone requested I do this because since you're on the air, Justin, who's always tweeting the show, we love him so much. Let me get it. 1 second.
Da, na, na. Oh, here we go. I know what's coming here.
Oh, no.
I thought about this today, actually, for some reason. He's struggling, Nick. He's struggling to pull it up.
Why is it not playing?
You know what? I think I actually have
it. Do you have it? Yeah. You should play it.
Man, this is why they're canceling the station.
Yeah. Like, no doubt.
What are we doing?
It's not Jim Rome's fault.
God,
this is why we don't have a radio station anymore, you jabronis.
Am I going to get in trouble now?
No.
Do you have it?
I'm working on it.
It's a special request from Justin, and I don't know why I won't play on my phone.
This better not be that. What are you? You're not going to play that Creighton thing, are you?
Oh yeah, we're playing it.
Oh, that was great.
No, you can't because aren't those guys from Nebraska? Like, we're not allowed to boo.
Oh yeah,
from Nebraska.
Yeah, right.
Give them a hard time. Like they're going to another school, make them better than. To where they, you know, you can't boo them. I mean, I heard some guy who's not even from here who gets to play on a radio station across town, his wife owns, criticizing people. I don't understand. Because your wife owns a radio station and you get to play with her toy, does it mean you're an expert on being a Nebraskan? What are we talking about here?
Oh, he's going with it today. Oh, my Lord. I love it. Okay, that was 100% awesome, Nick. But Hooks found this thing for you real quick.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no,
You're really good at this, dude.
Thank you.
At least a crowning diet.
At least a crowning diet. Come drink and drink and drink and drink.
Let's go, Hooksie.
Oh, no.
That's the best. By the way, that was 2020, by the way. I still
2020.
Have it. Oh, no.
Well,
do you just have that on your phone?
Oh, it's all my voicemails. I save certain voicemails. I save, and that one is right there.
Oh man! Oh,
hey, for those who don't know, also by the way, when Mr. Hooksie turned 40, we had this massive party, and it was just drinks on drinks on drinks. And the last time I saw Hooks that night, his wife was carrying him out to his vehicle to drive him home. And then early that next morning, Scott Frost gets hired, and we spent like 7 hours on the radio with me, him, and Foreman. And Jay brought, what was it, like coconut water?
Coconut water, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
You picked me up, and I had to sit down. And during breaks, I had my head on the table.
Yeah.
Sounds
awful.
And
old Foreman was like, trust me, these are what you need to be able to survive this.
This is what you need. This is what you need.
God. Brother. So many good memories.
Yep, good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, man, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hope I didn't get y'all in any trouble today.
No, I don't care.
Hey, like, it's the last day of ESPN Lincoln. What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're not kidding. Boy, that's sad. Make sure you guys steal a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So that way.
Yeah.
We're going to open the cabinets up.
We need some keepsakes, you know. Like,
Will's
whatever you can get your hands on, steal it.
Will's going to try to take out this big sign, one of these big signs. You know, the ones that hang in the windows?
Yes, do that. Don't take any of the radio equipment. Most of it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah, this computer, I think I'd just toss in the dumpster after this. So,
well, don't throw away my hard drive that's sitting in there. I need that thing eventually.
That thing is really nice. That's actually saved us ever since you left the show. So thanks for leaving that. By the way, Triz is
Triz is in the house.
He's tweeting the show. He tweeted you. He said, "Shout out to Husker Nick. It pains me to say congrats, but F you. Congrats. Without your show,"
Chiefs, brother.
He said, "without your show, work would have sucked, and I guess I wouldn't have met us two." So.
No, us as well. No, Triz, you're the man.
Triz is one of the best dudes you'll know.
Yep,
yeah, he's great.
He's one of the best people.
All right, brother. We'll get you out of here, man. Thanks, brother. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Congrats on a great run on there. Good luck over on KFOR. What time are you guys on over there? What time am I tuning in over there?
10 o'clock, 10 to 11.
10 to 11, this show's too good for just 1 hour.
Know,
so
yeah,
I already start complaining about that?
No, you're preaching to the choir.
Send emails.
What in the hell are they thinking, only giving you guys 1 hour?
Yeah, and they're...
All right, I appreciate you. All right, brother, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll figure it out. I got the boss's number. I'll text him. He's probably mad at me right now.
I'd wait till a good moment.
Hold on. Who are we kidding? He ain't listening.
He ain't. He's never listened to our shows.
I don't see him.
Not one.
No.
No. All right, guys.
I'll talk to you later today.
Later, all right, guys.
See you, Nick.
Nick Gregg. 10-year run.
Yeah.
10-year run, man. So.
What a man.
All right, we're a little behind, but let's do a little worse turning at 10.
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heed for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
Okay, let's go. You know,
so good.
Yeah, we were having a good time, but I do want to start off what's trending with what happened last night. Pretty disturbing stuff over at Michigan State. There apparently was a mass shooter going around campus, and I think three people have died.
Yeah, three people have died and wounded five, still in the hospital. A 43-year-old man who also took his own life.
That's who the shooter was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your heart breaks every time this happens. Everything takes backseat. Obviously, they're going to tell you sports are on hold. Sports are on hold, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's why.
Just thoughts and prayers with the university, the families, all the students, the staff that were having to go through this moment. You're hearing stories of, I was under the bed, scared. It's just terrible.
Yeah, like you said, the Michigan State versus Minnesota game, that's going to be postponed.
Secondary of all of this.
Yeah, the campus will be closed for the next 48 hours, so good. We're sending thoughts out to everybody up
terrible.
At Michigan State. The Mavericks They're trying to boost their roster. How are they doing that?
Yeah,
well, they're planning on bringing LaMarcus Aldridge in. Let's not forget, he played last season with the Brooklyn Nets, and he didn't do terrible. I mean, he averaged about 13 points and 5 rebounds, so if he could still move, why not bring him in?
What's he got in the tank, man? What's he got in the tank? I tell you what, it'll be interesting if it happens, what he can bring to him. I mean, he would absolutely enhance their front court there. So we'll see what happens there. Did you end up watching there or seeing the highlights at the end of that game?
No.
Neither one of the stars knew what to do. They were, you know, Luka was on the bench for a while. Kyrie was on a heater. And then you could see Luka trying to figure out who's the guy, you or me. They down 3 against the T-Wolves or something like that. I think they lost by 3, but they had a chance at a last-second shot, and they were like playing hot potato. No, you!
I know.
No, you!
I saw
no,
that.
Yeah. And then they end up not getting a shot off.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, big win for the T-Wolves.
Big win for the T-Wolves.
They were like 6-point underdogs. Moving on, if you are a customer with William Hill Sportsbook.
Okay, I'm not, so I'm good. Clear.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people are. But I mean, they're fairly big sports book. They are in some hot water because shortly before the Super Bowl started, their app crashed. Like the entire database collapsed. People were not able to enter bets. They weren't able to get their money out of their accounts. It was still down yesterday. I think it's now up and running, but apparently it affected so many people who placed bets and didn't place bets. It's just a mess.
That's a disaster.
What a time for your sports book to stop working right before the Super Bowl.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moving on, let's talk a little MLB because there's some not new rules, but rules kind of staying around. When it comes to the extra inning rule, you know, the past few seasons they've been putting a runner on second,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the game gets to extra innings to make the game go quicker.
Stupid.
Well, the competition committee has voted unanimously to make the extra inning rule permanent for all regular season games moving forward. This is 2023 and beyond. So it's going to be a regular thing here until further notice. A runner will be placed at second base at the start of every extra inning. So that is back. Hooks, you have a look on your face that you're not excited about this.
No. No. I don't like it.
Why?
I just don't like it. I'm putting around on second. It's like, it's all our softball leagues. That's a softball league rule in town. Extra innings. Run on second, one out. 2-2 count. Like, come on. I know you're trying to shorten the games and extra inning, not playing late, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're kind of old-fashioned.
I am.
When it comes to baseball.
I am.
I could see your side do it, but I also see how, you know, extra innings, especially during the regular season, like, you know, maybe during the playoffs.
During the playoffs, it's regular.
Oh,
nobody
it is?
Out, nothing. That's just the regular season. Playoffs, they go back to nobody on, nobody out. Like, it's another inning.
I could get down with that.
It's another inning.
I could get down with that. Playoffs, leave it. But sure. Regular season, you know, it's a long season. Why not just...
Yeah. Didn't they do something also they had in there when a position player can pitch?
Yes. They have also agreed on that rule. And basically, a position player may pitch if the game is in extra innings, when you're in the ninth inning and trailing by 8 or more, and when you're in the ninth inning when leading by 10 or more.
Not that it happens a lot, but they've... got parameters now.
I will say, last year it happened
quite
often.
It felt like it was
often.
More than last. Yeah, last year it seemed like a lot, but
it happened all the time.
Whatever, it's governing everything.
Moving on to some NBA, we know who's going to be in the 3-point contest.
Whoa, baby!
Jason Tatum, Kevin Harder, Tyler Herro with the Miami Heat, Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton, and Buddy Hield.
Light them up.
Two Pacers. Portland's Damian Lillard and Afernay Simmons, and then Utah's Lauri Markkanen.
Let's go. Shooters.
I'm betting Dame.
Shooters.
Dame is winning that thing. Moving on. So we talked a little bit about the Pro Volleyball Federation.
Yes!
This is a new, pro volleyball league.
New league?
It's a real thing. It's happening. And we were wondering if Omaha was maybe going to get a team, and it's official.
Bing!
Pro Volleyball Federation will be in Omaha, and it's owned, the team is owned by Danny White and Jason Derulo.
Let's go. Giddy up, professional volleyball.
How cool is that?
That's cool. Good stuff.
I know you're probably going to be taking...
We'd go up there and watch that stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think your daughter would love to go,
To go see some pro. Absolutely. Count us in.
I'm going to guess you see some pretty good talent.
Good stuff. Yes, you will. Absolutely. You might keep some people who typically... Depends on what the league is, what they pay, all that good stuff. But a lot of the... volleyball professionals end up going overseas. That's where their careers are.
Yeah.
They make their money, where they make their continue that type of career from there to the Olympics or whatever else. But they always have to go over instead of stay home.
The league will play February 2024, so next year. Only Omaha and Grand Rapids, Michigan are announced franchise locations. More should be released soon. By the way, Joe Burrow joined the league's investment group in December. His father, Jimmy, is the league's director of brand advancement.
Homegrown, man.
Pretty cool, right? Jason Derulo. When it comes to the Super Bowl, about 103.4 million people watch.
Yeah, a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Does that rank anywhere? I'm sure there's a ranking.
I think I read it was maybe six. Was it sixth or third of all time?
There's a ranking.
It was down from what they were expecting. I think I know that. But have you ever thought about the difference between Super Bowl and soccer events?
Mm-mm, not really.
So we think 103.4 million is a lot, but it doesn't even touch how many people watched this year's World Cup.
Oh my gosh, that had to be just
4 billion.
4 billion.
The Super Bowl was 103 million.
Is that over the life of it, or is that
the World
final?
Cup is four? I think it was the final.
The final.
Yeah. My 4 billion.
Goodness. Well, it's worldwide. Super Bowl is kind of like a...
It's more worldwide than... I know people in Ireland who watch
it. Yeah, I know, but I don't think it gets the pull. Oh, sorry. There you go. Sorry.
It's all good. Boom. There we go. That's what's trending at 10.
Also, by the way, speaking of soccer, before we go, boy, if you haven't, I know you have not yet, and you need to get on this. The next season of Ted Lasso is going to be debuting March 15th. Let's go. Giddy up. I am down. Apple TV, let's go. You got to get on that, man. You got to watch it.
I have
binge watch it. Also, tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to get Full Swing Golf Netflix tomorrow, too. Debuts tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
So don't forget to watch that.
There's also a really good soccer game today, actually.
Okay.
PSG at Bayern Munich.
Ooh.
A little Champions League action.
Let's go.
I will be watching that.
Let's go. So, all right, man, good stuff. That's what's trending at 10. Let's take a break. We'll come back, bring on our guy, Brian Munson, HuskerLine.com.